Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is a special week on Food for Your Soul. We finished Season 4 on Loving God with All Your Heart last week, and next week we'll start Season 5 on discernment, and I'll say another word about that at the end. But for now, this week is a special week. We're going to take 5 days and listen through some samples from the book Lost in Prayer. It's a mix between a daily devotional and a prayer guide. I originally wrote this not so much to make a book, but for myself, because I wanted to have prayer times while I was driving that could hold my attention on God and not let my mind wander while I'm praying. So I wrote out these devotionals and recorded them so that I could listen to them as I drive. And I thought I'd share them with you this week, just 5 out of the 40, so you can decide if these might be helpful for you either driving or another time I use them is when I'm lying in bed in the morning. I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, and I'm still kind of groggy. I want to kind of lay there, but I want to pray. When I'm tired, my mind doesn't focus very well, so I can pull one of these up and keep my mind focused for 20 minutes on God. Today's sample is from Day 22, Psalm 23, 1-3. Prepare your heart. Psalm 24, 3 says, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart." Before attempting to approach the presence of God, we must make sure we have clean hands and a pure heart. So begin today with a time of confession. Psalm 139:23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me." Ask God to reveal any sins in your heart that you have not confessed, and then confess them and ask God to cleanse you. Psalm 119:36, "Turn my heart toward your statutes." Ask God to turn and incline your heart toward what He has for you in today's passage. Your deepest desire. According to James 5:17, Elijah's prayers were answered not because he was an extraordinary man, but because of how earnestly he prayed. Earnestness is the key to answered prayer. What is the deepest, most driving desire in your heart today? Cry out to God for that. Meditate. The 23rd Psalm begins with the famous line, "The Lord is my shepherd." Not everyone can say that. Jesus spoke of sheep that are not in His fold. As you listen to the Psalm, try to answer this question. What does it mean to have a shepherd-sheep kind of relationship with God? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does it mean to have God as your shepherd? The answer is summed up in the first line, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." Or the Christian Standard Version says, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I lack." New Living Translation, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." Having God as your shepherd is an absolute guarantee that you will have everything you will ever need to carry out your purpose in life. Everything you need to please the Lord by doing His will. You will lack some things, most things, but you will never lack anything you need. Talk to God about that for a moment. Of all the things we need that our shepherd supplies, which one does he mention first? Verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." Quiet rest. Why do you think he starts there? Why is rest the starting point for us to glorify God? What does it say about our relationship to our shepherd when we are so skittish that we can't rest? What would it look like in your life right now for you to rest in a greater way? The rest God provides is connected with food and drink. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Contemplate the analogy. What benefits come to your body from food and drink? Now consider what it means to receive those benefits in your soul. Talk to God for a moment about what it means to receive those benefits directly from your shepherd. Verse 3, "He restores my soul." What kinds of things happen to your soul that make it empty or depleted or in some way in need of renewal? What kinds of noticeable results would you expect when God renews your soul? We run low on strength and become weak. We run low on hope and get discouraged. We run low on faith and become fearful. We run low on joy and become enamored with the world's cheap substitutes. We run low on love and become self-focused. We run low on humility and develop an inflated self-importance. Everything we need in life, we tend to keep running out of. But God renews us and restores and enlivens us when life itself is draining out of us. What's the most recent example or two of God doing that in your life? Express your gratitude to God for doing that. The next benefit that comes from having God as your shepherd is guidance. Verse 3, He restores my soul, He guides me. One of the most important signs that you have God's favor is when He guides you. But what destination does He guide you to? Think of the last few times you prayed for guidance. What destination were you asking God to guide you to? What is the destination God promises to guide us to? Verse 3, He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Most people seek guidance into the most pleasant outcome rather than the path of righteousness. Are there any adjustments you need to make in what kind of guidance you seek from God? This is the first time a reason is given for the benefits we receive in the psalm. Verse 3, He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. How does God's guidance make His name famous? What could you do to contribute to the fame of His guidance? Pray for others, your pastor. Ask God to enable him to rest in His shepherd and take delight in receiving spiritual food and drink and guidance. Pray the same for anyone else the Lord has laid on your heart today. Pray for the kingdom of God to come and for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanksgiving. delight yourself in the Lord. Think of two or three of the most wonderful blessings God has given you in the past year. Take delight in Him and express your gratitude. Take it with you. Pick one thought from this meditation that you want to carry with you. What can you use as memory cues in the upcoming day to help you bring that thought to mind at least twice more today? Well, that gives you an idea of what the book Lost in Prayer is like. If you want to find out more, you can go to drichardferguson.com. And we'll be doing more samples throughout this week. Next week, we start a whole new series on discernment. What discernment is, what Scripture says about how to become discerning. And then from there, we're going to go into a class on logic. I think it's to the detriment of the church that schools no longer teach logic. For the life of me, I can't imagine why anyone decided to stop teaching logic, but it's important. And if you have kids, this is especially important. I would urge you to have the kids listen to this. I'm going to teach it in a way that I'm not going to use all the typical jargon that they use when teaching logic that's not helpful. Instead, I'm going to take a little bit more of a common sense approach. Teach the same material, but using everyday language to describe things and illustrating them with biblical principles. So I pray it will be edifying and instructive biblically and spiritually, but also will help with thinking clearly and having sound reason, which is what Scripture calls us to. That starts on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.